Now, we're back on the air again, and my very first guest is a man that I worked with many years ago, and I'm delighted to have him on the air again and to talk to him again, is Senator Eugene Murphy. Good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you, Seamus, and congratulations, if I can say that. And
you can.
We spent many years, as you said, soldiering together, and I'm delighted to be back with you on the show this morning.
You're very, very welcome. Now, strange times we're living in, and we seem to be stuttering or staggering out of the COVID situation. There's a lot of cases, but it doesn't seem to be transferring into huge amount of people going into hospitals. So it seems to be a changed scene with regard to the COVID.
It does, in fairness, Seamus. And first of all, can I say, I am well aware of the fact that many people are, you know, concerned about emergency legislation and what we're doing. It's not something I take lightly when I go to vote on these things. I know this is very stressful to our population. We don't want to interfere with our freedoms. But I do think you make an important point there on the basis that, thankfully, as to date, this rise in COVID is not transferring greatly into hospital numbers. Now, I do understand we have to keep an eye on that, and we don't want our hospital to come overwhelmed. But hopefully, if it doesn't transfer into major numbers, that it will allow us to reopen all that we can. I know we have to still be a little bit careful with the washing of hands maybe and wearing of masks for a while. But look, it's been such a challenge and such a difficult situation, not alone for those of us in politics, but for the people. I understand that. And I understand quite a number of people are concerned about these, you know, emergency legislations which we bring through. But hopefully, in the coming months, we will be able to relax all of those things and people can get back to some form of normality.
The key is vaccination, really. And with regard to the indoor dining, will it go ahead next Monday?
I have my doubts, Seamus, to be honest. I think some of the medical thing are have reservations. Mind you, if the weather stays as good as it is,
it won't matter.
It won't matter. And it's amazing how this can change things. And for once, if we could get a couple of weeks of dry, very good weather, I think it wouldn't matter. But I again understand, you know, that that the people in the restaurant and pub business have been really badly hit. Like the entertainment, they're down near the end of the queue. They're very anxious to get open. But I'm just not so sure with the medical people at the moment, although there does seem to be a slight difference between government and the medical people on this. But look, again, if the numbers aren't transferring higher up into the hospitals, maybe it will go ahead, but I wouldn't bet on it at this moment.
Okay, and the only thing about it is, if it doesn't happen the 26th of July, it'll be back to the middle of August, and then the schools will be going back, and publicans will be saying, we'll never get up.
And summer will be gone, and I'm not a negative person, but Seamus, you know as well as I do, because, you know, I was involved in entertainment scene, you were often involved, you're still involved in terms of what you used to do with discos and that, which are few and far between now.
But they're not few and far between, they're just not there.
They're not there, Seamus, they're not there. But listen, this brings me into the autumn-winter period, and I think a lot of people will be reluctant to move out in the winter, so it is going to create an extra difficulty for publicans and restaurateurs, and reality, if that happens, we're looking into next spring, beyond next spring before things happen. And this is where I have to worry, because I'm afraid a lot of businesses will not be able to continue and will say, that's it, we can't move on. So, look, I fully agree with you. If we just can't have some opening now, the summer will be gone, and that's going to create huge difficulties for people in that particular hospitality business.
It would be very remiss of me to have a Fianna Fáil politician on and not to ask about what's going on in the party at the moment. A very low vote in the recent by-election, and a lot of murmurings and talking about the leadership of Micheál Martin. What's your view? You're in the middle of it.
Well, Seamus, look, I would expect you to ask that question presently, because everybody else is asking it. And look, I have always said, you know, you have a leader, and you'd be loyal to that leader. And I think that Micheál Martin presently is in a very, very difficult situation with all the challenges that we have, because not alone have we COVID, Seamus, housing is a massive issue. And you know yourself now, rent for houses has become a huge issue even in counties like Roscommon. So those two challenges are there. Now, look, we have to concentrate on those at the moment. We are going to have a special meeting in relation to our performance in the last general election, which wasn't good. Dublin based out was very, very bad. You know, questions have to be answered there. You know, in relation to Roscommon Galway, Seamus, you know, we didn't use the right strategy the last time. Whatever chance we'd have had of a seat, the strategy was a disaster, with no disrespect to any other candidate that stood. So there is need to talk this out, and there is need to, you know, see how relevant we are going to be to people in the future. And if we're not relevant, well, then as a political party, we're really, really threatened. So my position, to give you a straight answer, is at the moment, I back our leader, I back our Taoiseach. Right. What happens in the future, Seamus, one doesn't know. But at the moment, I think we need to stay loyal. And there is quite a delivery of money into the local authorities. Indeed, they tell me that it's to province to spend it now is the issue. And you see it there in Roscommon Town. You know, a lot of challenges in getting work done. And again, it's an inconvenience for people. But there is money coming into the areas, and hopefully it'll be wisely spent. And, you know, the government, I think, acknowledged that. But in general, I think we need to be... To be honest, Seamus, the way I would look at this at the moment, I don't think the public would be too happy with us if Fianna Fáil were, you know, talking about leadership changes right now in the middle of a crisis, in the middle of two crises. Get on with it. Do what you have to do. What happens for the future for the next general election is a story for another day.
Yeah, but I think most people would say that Micheál Martin would be a good Taoiseach. He's a very experienced man and all that sort of thing. But when it comes down to Fianna Fáil, I mean, you seem to be falling in the middle between Fine Gael and on the one side and Sinn Féin on the other. And, you know, people are saying, well, it's either Fine Gael or Sinn Féin, and Fianna Fáil are losing out.
Well, I had an issue with confidence and supply, Seamus, once it went over 3 years. Now, I can understand initially in relation to Brexit, there was a need to show, you know, support to the government. I think when it went beyond that, it was an issue for us. And basically, why we might argue that we weren't supporting Fine Gael, we were. And, you know, we were seen as part of the government in one way, even though we didn't have the ministries, we didn't have the chair of big committees. But at the same time, we became one of them, and we were no longer seen as the opposition. So, look, there's a huge challenge there for us. I'm not going to deny that. Sinn Féin have become very strong throughout the country. Independents have become strong. So we have a challenge. And but remember, you know, if we pick a new leader now and that doesn't work, we're definitely going to be in the doldrums. So I think, in general, people probably are happy enough with Taoiseach in relation to his leadership on COVID and the government in general. I think everybody knows it's very, very difficult. You'll always have people unhappy about things. That's accepted because of the times that we're in. But I think to go changing or talking about changing leader right now would not be the right thing to do.
All right, Eugene, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to me, and we'll talk to you again, no doubt, very shortly again.
And good luck for the future, Seamus. Thank you very much.